This is KNKX News. It is the time of year when we tend to gravitate toward family movies, and one you may have already streamed is Disney's The One and Only Ivan. Complete with lovable talking animals, it tells the heartwarming story of a gorilla who lives in a shopping mall, but longs to return to the natural world and be among other gorillas. Spoiler alert, it gets his wish. Believe it or not, the movie was inspired by real events that actually played out in our area, in South Tacoma. And it got KNKX reporter Paula Whistle thinking about the true story of Ivan the Gorilla and his legacy here.
For nearly 30 years, beginning in the 1960s, the real Ivan lived in a concrete enclosure inside the BNI Shopping Center on South Tacoma Way. There was a window so people could look in at him. Suffice it to say, a little bleaker than what you see in the movie.
For me, I didn't really know what to expect when I went there. And when I went in there, I was just devastated.
This is my friend and former colleague, Jenny Schmidt. She lives near D.C. now, but in the early 1990s, she was working here and did a story for NPR about Ivan. At the time, animal rights activists were pushing to get him relocated to a more appropriate environment.
And it's funny because when you mentioned Ivan, I'm like, I still think about Ivan all the time because it was just one of the saddest things that I saw. And then like little kids would come and tap on the window and people would take photos. And it was like, it's like being in solitary, but where everybody can see you all the time.
Jenny says what surprised her was how some people who'd lived in Tacoma all their life saw his predicament.
I remember like one lady was like, oh, I asked her, did that trouble her, or the situation he was in? And she's like, oh no, you know, this is his home. It would be cruel to take him out of his home. This is all he knows. We love Ivan. I've been coming to see him since I was a little girl.
To understand how this magnificent silverback gorilla ended up living in a concrete cell in a rundown strip mall in Tacoma, you have to go back to 1964. That's when Ivan and a baby girl gorilla were captured in what was then the Belgian Congo, now the Democratic Republic of the Congo. They were purchased, apparently you could still do that then, by the BNI store and shipped to Tacoma. The girl gorilla died, which left just Ivan. For his first 3 years in the Northwest, Ivan's life looked, actually from a human perspective, pretty ideal. He wasn't in a cage. In fact, he lived with the family who ran the pet store at the BNI. There are home movies from that time of him eating ice cream, roughhousing with other kids, getting a snack out of the fridge, cuddling with the human mom. The sort of things ready-made for those feel-good TV stories, like this one about Ivan that aired recently on King 5's Evening Magazine.
The Johnstons raise Ivan like a son. Larry's mom, Lois, tickles Ivan, feeds him plates of spaghetti, and takes him to the playground.
At one point, the family even took Ivan to Hollywood, where he starred in an episode of the TV show Doctari.
Doctari!
But then, that all ended. Ivan went from a family home to living in a cage in the BNI store. The family says they loved him, but he was just getting too big and rambunctious to stay in their house. Among other things, he'd stripped all the fabric off the furniture. For the BNI, having him on site was obviously a draw. And according to Tacoma historian Michael Sullivan, it very much fit the vibe of the place, which was known as the circus store.
They had a carousel, and they rides for kids and clowns, and in that context, he became part of the attraction of the store.
He says, remember, this was at the height of the roadside attraction, and this was right on Highway 99, the main drag through the city at the time. He says the owners of the store were entrepreneurs of the area with over-the-top promotions to draw in customers, and he says they weren't the only ones.
At the Jabba Jive, you know, I mean, it was a coffee shop. They had two chimpanzees in there for years. So I think it was a little bit of the style of the city in those days.
Still, Sullivan says Ivan was special. Everybody in Tacoma knew who he was.
He definitely was a celebrity in town.
But times changed. With competition from shopping malls, the BNI store went into decline. But still, there was Ivan, the occasional kid coming by to knock on his glass. By the 90s, the world started to take notice.
At the B&I Shopping Center, amidst cash registers,
a National Geographic documentary on urban gorillas featured Ivan.
Just beyond the sporting goods lives a 400-pound silverback gorilla named
Eventually,
Ivan.
The owners of the store relented and donated Ivan to a zoo. In 1995, he went to Zoo Atlanta, living out his days with a gorilla troop there. For the first time in 27 years, he stepped on grass and looked at trees. Now, in the Disney movie, when he gets to the zoo, it's the ending you expect.
Dad, doesn't he look so happy?
He sure does.
But zookeepers in Atlanta say Ivan never fully bonded with the other gorillas. He didn't really fit in. They say he seemed more connected to the humans around him. He died there in 2012 at around the age of 50.
Why is he locked off and no one's related?
I think they just don't want people climbing on him. And
people still come to see Ivan. Well, a 600-pound bronze sculpture of him anyway. It stands just outside the entrance to Point Defiance Zoo in Tacoma.
Stephen and Debbie Bailey just stop and stare up at him. Turns out they knew the real Ivan.
I used to work at the BNI when he was there.
What was that like?
Oh, it was sad, kind of. Mostly sad.
He always looked sad. He did. It was amazing being able to see an animal like that, but it wasn't right.
Did people at the time feel like this isn't quite right?
No. I don't remember anybody thinking there was anything wrong with it then. I don't know that I thought there was anything wrong with it then.
Yeah.
When I was younger. It wasn't until he went away that I realized he should have been somewhere like that all along.
But thinking about it, you have to wonder if a zoo, natural setting or not, is where Ivan should have been all along. It was better than living out his days inside a strip mall, for sure. But we don't really know what Ivan thought about his circumstances. Had he been able to communicate them, I'm guessing he might have told us his choice would have been to stay where he was born and never have been taken in the first place. And maybe getting us to ponder that is Ivan's true legacy. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.